This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The big one at one. Happy birthday, Danny Ruye. Will Montgomery, longtime Washington Redskin, decade in the NFL on the offensive line at center and guard, joins us on the hotline. Texted Will yesterday. I said, Will, we've been trying to figure out why the Redskins can't run the ball. You're way more credible at finding things like that out than me and Danny. So I tasked him with digging up some of the film from the first team offense, 14 running plays. Danny, this morning in my inbox was a broken down play-by-play recap of why each run didn't work. So, Will, make it work on radio for us. What did you find? Again, it's a small sample, 14 attempts over two games. Why can't the starting offense run the ball?
I can make it work, but right now I'm rolling the dice with my four-month-old and my two-year-old upstairs napping. Wife is out of the house on an appointment, so I'm rolling the dice big time right now, watching my kids. So if you hear any crazy screaming, luckily I'm in the basement and they're two levels up, so I think we might be okay.
All right, we should be fine. I think we're going to get through this.
We'll do it quick.
Hey, if you need to audible at the line, 52 is Mike, and run upstairs, we'll
check out of a bad play if you have to.
I know, we'll be okay. You know, I think there really was just a mixed bag of why the running game looked poor. Like you said, it's a very small sample size, only about 14 runs during the first two preseason games. A lot of times during practice, when these guys have their run periods, they'll get 14 runs in one period over, like, you know, 5 or 10 minute time frame. So the sample size is still small, but like I said, there's a mixed bag of errors. I think everybody kind of takes a turn, having a bust or a mental error or a technique error. The problem with offense is usually all 11 guys have to be on the same page. And if 10 of them are doing their job and one of them isn't, then the play isn't going to work. You know, luckily those defensive guys can mess up half the time, but Kerrigan is usually just making the plays anyway, so it doesn't matter what the rest of the guys are doing. But I think basically everybody kind of took their turn. What they need to do is just kind of button up the assignments.
Vernon Davis missed something on a play. I think Niles Paul missed something. So you gave me kind of the number on each play. But one thing I want you to point out is, you said there were at least three of the 14, may have been four or five of the 14, where there's a good chance Kirk Cousins actually checks out of the play pre-snap during the regular season because they ran basically a losing play into a front that was not designed for
it. Right. You know, it was about 30% of your runs were, you know, run into a bad look. So there's sometimes when you only have six or seven blockers, but you're running up against seven or eight defenders. Well, I don't know. If a lot of people are very good at math, but that's not a very good front to run into. So when you would get those loaded fronts, then during the season, Kirk would just check into a pass of some kind. But I think I remember this last year very well, you know, talking about the same issue where everybody was worried about the preseason. Well, it ended up the Redskins were able to move the ball fairly well during the season. And usually in the preseason, you don't spend as much time scheming up the plays as you just say, we're going to call this play no matter what. We want to look at this specific player. You know, sometimes they're thinking about moving guys around. Sometimes they just want to get something on film so the week one opponent has to study it and prepare for it. So they aren't exactly playing to win the game. They're playing to grade players, and they're playing to set up schemes and counter off those schemes for week one of the preseason.
At Will Monty NFL. It's a great Twitter follow. Love having him on the show. So, Will, but I'm totally with you guys, and I understand all that. These are good explanations, the not scheming, the running into a bad look just to get an evaluation of somebody. My issue really comes with when it's one-on-one, a guy that you're counting on gets his butt knocked back. Like, I can't handle, you know, whether it's Sean Laval getting blown up or Niles Paul, someone. These are guys that are going to play, and if you can't win one-on-one matchups or at least hold your own, I'm not even talking about, you know, like mid-90s Nebraska where every play is 7 yards and a cloud of dust. You can't get one. You can barely get back to the line of scrimmage before contact's made. That's where my concern is, more the physical part of this thing.
Right, and no doubt. And a lot of times, as you know, those things do happen to everybody. I mean, the Pro Bowlers make mistakes too, and this is a tough sport. So you can almost live with the physical mistakes, but what you can't live with is the mental errors. I would be more worried about somebody completely not even blocking a guy who lets him run straight at the chute, where at least if you get in his way, I mean, you can kind of put a chair and try to trip somebody and at least get in their way and give the running back a chance. It's a few of those mental errors where you just notice guys turning people scot-free that you may worry about at this point in the season. You know, the physical mistakes, there's a lot of good, talented D linemen across the league and as well as O linemen. So if you could kind of get three or four runs back by running into the right defense, another three or four runs back by mental errors, that's six or seven runs back out of your 14 that are taken care of just by, you know, being clear between the ears.
So let me rephrase. Well, because you're right. I mean, again, I understand getting into good plays and everything else, and other guys get paid to play too. But I'm thinking of not through the lens of why aren't they running now, but why haven't they run successfully under Jay Gruden forever? I'm talking about not just here, but in Cincinnati. To me, there's something systemic here, and I wonder, do they have the personnel to be able to do this? Let's say everybody's mentally 100% on point. That's in a vacuum impossible to have, but do you think physically that all these guys, all five up front, and then you add the tight end to it, can they all physically do this to be a good rushing offense?
Well, I mean, they are all capable. I would have to say the first mistake they made was, you know, when I was meeting with Gruden and he let me go during his first couple weeks on staff. But anyway, that was kind of a joke. But anyways, I liked it. No, I mean, these are big, strong, physical O-linemen. They pass protected phenomenally last year. Obviously, last year you were kind of the greatest show, not on turf, I guess on natural grass, you know, that usually has a tendency to die late in the season. The grass, that is, at least. But this is a good offensive football team. You know, the running game ebbs and flows, and it's tough to get in a rhythm sometimes with a limited sample size over two preseason games when everybody's, you know, crying wolf at this point. So just let the guys relax, let them play, let them get in the groove, and I think that the offense will be putting up a ton of points this season.
Will Montgomery, longtime NFL offensive lineman, went to Virginia Tech, still lives in the Ashburn area here on Grant and Danny. All right, Monte, I want to get into the other of the reasons to have you on, which was the center position. Chase Roullier,
cousin Chase,
Danny's cousin, whose birthday it is today, has suddenly become the Redskins' starting center because converted guard, like you, Spencer Long, is not available to post. And so in the dress rehearsal and perhaps leading up to week one, Roullier is going to get first-team reps. How difficult a process is it, and what are some of the challenges for a kid center? What all is involved at that position in terms of calling pre-snap cadences?
Right. Well, the biggest thing is communication. You know, a lot of times in the run game, he'll go out and point out the Mike linebacker. The Mike linebacker is the middle of the three linebackers, so you would think that wouldn't be too hard to do, except sometimes the defensive personnel don't, you know, match your personnel. So when you're looking for the middle of the three and you only see two, and then you have to decide whether you're going to the first one or the second one, or if you want to find the middle of the three and you see four because there's a nickel and a slot lined up as well, then you're like, okay, well, who's the middle of the three when I see four? So the center just needs to get his rules down and communicate very loudly, because if he's unsure of his assignments, that means the guard, the tackle, the fullback, and the tight end are now unsure of their assignments. You know, he needs to ID the personnel. Is the defense in base defense, meaning, you know, four D linemen and three linebackers? Are they in sub personnel, meaning they take a linebacker off of the field? And then he also has to communicate to his guards and his tackles, how are they going to get the blocks done? Is the center going to work with the right guard, the left guard? Is the center going to go up to the linebacker by himself? If it's a passing situation, are they just going to slide to the middle linebacker? Are they going to slide out to the wheel linebacker or the slot? You know, there's also times when Kirk Cousins may need to check a play at the last second. Well, if he checks the play at the last second and there's only 2 seconds left on the old play clock, then he has to be able to spit his call out, you know, 0.2 seconds later and then snap the thing. So there's a lot going on between the ears of the center, and the communication across the board will be paramount.
So how much, just kind of follow up on that here, Will, how much does Kirk have to help with this running game? And how much, I guess, how much can he help? You can get into the right plays all you want, but I still don't know that this group systematically is going to be able to do it at a high enough level. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I mean, as far as just the communication lines, again, generally the center handles most of it in the run game. You know, in the passing game, the center will generally also call out, you know, who he's going to. And everybody else bases their assignments off of that. You know, whoever the center is going to, then the tight end or fullback has the next one over. In the passing game, Kirk is going to want to know where he's protected. So, you know, there's a lot of quarterbacks, you know, like Tom Brady, Drew Brees. They just make the mic points all day, every play anyways, just because they're passing the ball 67% of the time anyways. So if they're not calling out the mic linebacker, but 30% of the time, it's obvious that it's a run.
Right.
But there's a lot of veteran, you know, guards and tackles around, you know, the kid center as well as quarterback. So he's going to have a lot of help around him, you know, and as a young guy, you're generally kind of sipping out of a fire hose and just trying to, you know, put your shoes on. So, but he's going to have a lot of help around him. And whether it's the right call or the wrong call, he just needs to yell it very loudly. And if everybody's wrong together, you still have a shot of getting things done.
I like sipping out of a fire hose.
That's a good one.
I will use that. Will Montgomery, boys and girls, we made it through the segment without hearing any babies cry as well. So that
attaboy,
was
good. Well.
You did it.
We did
done.
It. We did it.
We'll chat with you again soon, my man. Thanks so much.
Talk soon, pal.
All right. Thanks. You. Happy birthday, Danny.
Thank you, buddy.
Will Montgomery on Grant and Danny, and now you know why the Redskins have struggled to run the ball. I got a question for you about Le'Veon Bell showing back up to train with his Steelers teammates next.
Ooh.
We'll also get into Junior Gallette, who should be, returning. I was going to say returning. For
arriving? What is this?
He is returning technically because he was at training camp.
It's a debut.
He's playing
in
finally.
In uniform?
Grant and Danny on the fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.